Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In 24 hours, right here on 93.7 The Fan, it will be Panthers preview with Bob Pompiani, Doran Dickerson, and Johnny Patrician, getting you ready for Pitt and Miami, a top 25 matchup at Acrisure Stadium, as Panthers back in the top 25 after a resounding win at Georgia Tech. We are joined by former Panthers linebacker, Big East Defensive Player of the Year, Scott McKillop. And
no, this is huge.
It is.
This is huge.
And he's here because, Jim, he wants to talk to you.
Well, no, Scott, I always felt bad for you back in the day when, especially early in your Pitt career, when things weren't going all that well for the Panthers. And then EJ Borghetti, we love EJ, and that who would come out to meet us would be Scott McKillop, who would come out and meet the media. So we always appreciated you kind of taking one. Well, you did really took one for the team. Where you served as a spokesman, and look what it got you. It got you a guest spot here the day after Thanksgiving on the Fan Morning Show with a retired guy who's over the hill.
Everything happens for a reason. I think EJ trusted me to be a good representation of Pitt and knew that I wasn't going to take the bait and maybe put some bulletin board material for the other team.
Well, you were just so darn nice that we didn't want to sit there and, you know, kind of poke the bear, as it were.
Yeah, no, I mean, I look, throughout my career, I've did a couple interviews. I mean, only one time when I was a post player, when I probably said some bulletin board material that I got to kind of eat every year now living in the state of West Virginia.
Well, that's all right. You married into one of the first families of West Virginia, which is just, we won't even get into that, but that's just a tremendous, that's like a Civil War kind of thing. So what's going on with the Panthers here this year? All of a sudden, I don't know how you felt like, well, speaking of West Virginia, after the game against the Mountaineers, it looked like, you know, and then Louisville, things weren't going very well. And all of a sudden, this is a legitimate team. What happened?
I mean, I think they made a change at quarterback. He's been hot. He's been making plays. You know, say what you want. I mean, Coach Narduzzi was correct about how important these past two games were relative to the Notre Dame game. Maybe the context wasn't the best. But, I mean, the boys are rolling.
Scott, we always hear from players, and good to talk to you again, by the way, about how, you know, you don't want to ride the roller coaster. Now that you're not playing and you're a fan, can you not ride the roller coaster, or do you get caught up in these games, results, series to series, where you're just, you know, living on the edge of your seat?
Yeah, you always take the bait. I mean, you as a fan now, as a has-been, was-been, you know, it's good to believe, to read the press clippings, you know, of how important this game is. I mean, I'll tell you, as a player, I was always excited when South Florida, obviously we didn't play Miami whenever I was there, but whenever we had South Florida at the end of the season, at home, at, you know, whatever you want to call a stadium each year, it was an advantage for us because, you know, truly, most of those players were from Florida, and you know, they don't like the cold. Even though I'm sure they'll probably come out with their shirts off and do whatever they want to do to think like that it doesn't make a difference. But I mean, it does make a difference.
One of the things that Pitt's done, now of course you mentioned the quarterback, and that's a big deal. But I was talking to Jay, we were talking earlier about this, is that even the injuries that you have and the attrition that takes place throughout a football season, and how Pitt seems to have just come up with linebackers where guys get hurt and then you worry about the backups. How did you see that during your career when you knew that there were guys behind you, maybe especially your junior and senior year, that were first and second year players, and you thought to yourself, hey man, these guys are going to be really good. And yet how difficult is it for when one of those players has to all of a sudden step up and be good almost on a moment's notice?
I mean, it's a reflection of the linebacker coach, the DC coach Narduzzi, as far as, you know, I know we say it next man up, but I mean, truly on defense this year, it has been next man up. I mean, even if you look at the running back, I mean, you know, you have two freshmen that are leading the offense with the running back and the quarterback. And then like defense, there were some times where, you know, the two marquee linebackers were out and everyone had to step up. And it's just a reflection of, you know, people paying attention and not just saying, hey, I'm not going to get in. Like, I mean, you truly are one play away from playing. And I think this has been a prime example of how it demonstrated like coaching and how it reflects to the field.
Scott, you're a part of some good linebacker cores. I mean, Adam Gunn and Shane Murray and others. Do you ever wish you would have come up with a cool name like the Sharks?
I mean, I'm not creative at all, so sure in the heck wouldn't have been from me. I mean, it would have probably been from Adam. I mean, Austin Ransom. I mean, HB Clint. I mean, you know, it went from Clint, HB. I mean, shoot, if you even think about it, you know, you had Tommy Campbell, you had HB, you had Clint, who all three played in the NFL, who were there before me. And then it went to me. Then it went to Adam and Austin. I mean, no, I'm not creative at all. But I mean, I wish we would have had something cool like that. I mean, with social media, not what it was then, it is now, it probably wouldn't have hit like it is now with the Sharks.
And to Jim's point, like, is there something at Pitt? Is there a pride? Is there something? I mean, when you watch these linebackers, are you just like, yeah, that's our guy. It's like we're linebacker place. And what do you think of watching those guys, watching Kyle and watching Lovelace and watching three, you know, play the way that they play?
I mean, look, I'm always going to back every linebacker, but I mean, it's something special for me to see how well Lovelace is playing, with him being from a similar area, from, you know, Kiske area. I think he went to Leechburg, I believe.
Yes.
That's what's kind of cool. But I mean, look, they're downhill attacking linebackers that know how to, when they get to an edge, they win. I mean, very rarely do I ever see them lose a one-on-one battle in, you know, offensive linemen or pass rushing. It's a reflection of the defense and how well they're playing.
You know, Scott, I'm really old, but as you know, and actually you're kind of getting old too. You're almost 40. But when I was a kid and watching football, the coolest position, and without a doubt, was linebacker. And I know that may have changed a little bit with the, you know, the explosion of the passing game and so forth and so on. But is linebacker still the coolest position, because you got to do everything and you're in the middle of all the action? That seems like it should still be the most fun.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of a hybrid between, you know, you get to react to the pass, stop the run. I mean, you know, it's you're kind of the best of both worlds, where you can, you know, like I said, stop the run and you have to react to the pass. And, you know, you truly are the, I'm biased, but you're the most important person that can do both things and help the team win.
You mentioned, Scott, and we're joined by Scott McKillop, former Panthers linebacker, Big East Defensive Player of the Year. You mentioned a couple of the true freshmen. I mean, for a quarterback to take over a team at 2-2, having never played in college football, and then to see what Turner did at Georgia Tech, can you describe what these guys are doing with this little experience?
I mean, it's so impressive. I mean, just to see how well they're handling, I mean, adversity has hit in the game, in the season, and how well they've been able to react with it. I mean, I don't want to relate to the situation to me, but I remember when we played at West Virginia and HB went down my redshirt freshman year when it was freezing outside. I remember every series coming to the sideline asking, hey, is HB coming back in? Is HB coming back in? I mean, mentally and physically, I was not prepared or probably ready to go into the game. And, you know, I think it's an attest to the coaching staff of how truly, like, next man up that they've demonstrate it to the players.
Scott, obviously this is a huge game for the Panthers, and we don't know. I mean, who knows? They could still win the game and get left out of the conference championship. But going in, they have a chance to play for the conference championship. What does it mean to and Pitt fans? I don't know. Now that you're getting older, you're an alumnus and stuff. Pitt fans like to complain about a lot of stuff. This is a game where Pitt fans need to show up, right?
I mean, you're 100%. I mean, it's, you know, we as Pitt fans, as a former player, we always talk about winning, and you know, I mean, this is an example where the fans can truly show the support for the players. And you know, it's going to be difficult with it being a holiday weekend, but I think the fans will be out. It'll be loud. Hopefully they can, you know, draw a couple false starts. And, you know, that's important. Like, those are, you know, things that can change series and halves and quarters.
Scott, you know, Doran often will tell a Dave Wanstead story, and I think fans love to hear them. Do you have a favorite story from Coach Wanstead?
Dude, I mean, obviously, you got his one-liners of, you know, his verbiage and stuff like that I probably can't say on air. But, you know, I mean, it's just kind of something. It's I wouldn't say it's a Coach Wanstead, but it's, you know, a Coach Junko. You just got to keep on sawing that wood, and, you know, never too high, never too low. You know, I'm not as creative or probably remember things like I should, like Doran. But, you know, I mean, one story is whenever he tore his Achilles. Obviously, I wasn't there, but apparently he was – holding a cup of coffee when he turned the corner, his Achilles obviously tore, and I guess the coffee went everywhere. Cause I remember later in the day, there was still the coffee stain on the wall.
We have to leave it there. I looked up that West Virginia game, by the way. You had 14 tackles. So
I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I had lineman gloves on. I had surgical gloves on. My goal was to stay warm. And I mean, I actually burned a pair of my gloves near one of the space heaters because I wasn't paying attention.
Well, at least you escaped unscathed.
Exactly.
Scott, hey, thanks so much for taking time to join us. Member of the Varsity Walk, what a great career you had. Thanks for taking time. And, man, it's going to be a fun game tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be exciting. Hopefully we come out with a W and we have a couple things go our way with Virginia Tech, SMU, Cal game. And look, all you can do is control the controllables, and I think that's win tomorrow and show that we do belong to be in the ACC championship game.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Scott, and our best to your family.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Scott McKillop, he was saying hail to Pitt, and I think that's when
right.
Syracuse potted
yeah,
him down.
Said the yeah.
Sorry, that was not on purpose, I thought, but he did say hail to Pitt, so
yeah.
That one's on me. That's my fault.
We don't need you to get mad at.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.